I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Inside Sources.
Inside Sources.
America's voice of reason. Boyd Matheson.
On Utah's home for elevated conversation.
Inside Sources on KSL News Radio.
Well, in January, of course, the media, the pundits, the politicians all cried that catastrophe was imminent, that the U.S. needed to raise the debt ceiling, and if they didn't, it would be an economic disaster. For months, there's been hand-wringing, fear-mongering, all kinds of blaring headlines. But over the last few hours, late into the night last night, before the deadline, before Armageddon hit, the Senate passed the debt ceiling and spending agreement and sent it to President Biden's desk and avoided default. After all the stark warnings, all the hand-wringing, all the fake fights, false choices, scare tactics, it all seemed just a little bit anticlimactic. But there's a lesson in there. It's not about the making of mayhem and this kind of confusion. The lesson is, how do we actually deconstruct debt ceilings and deficit spending? Let's begin.
Think you know the news of the day? Think again with Boyd Matheson on KSL News Radio.
Well, when you have these kind of Armageddon moments, that end of the world as we know it and all the catastrophes that were touted and fear-mongered, it's important to not just let the moment pass. That's what politicians are hoping, is that everyone says, oh, catastrophe averted, continue on with your regularly scheduled programming, and away everyone else goes into summer. I think the important thing for us to do is to deconstruct this a little bit, figure out how we got to this point, why we got out of it, and more importantly, what to watch for when we see this movie again, because it will come. And the reruns will be worse than the original. And so we have to look at all of that. And you'll recall back in January when really everyone started sounding the alarm bells, we said on this program, put your panic button away. Social Security checks are going to go out. Military is going to get paid. There was no part along the way that this was anything more than manufactured crisis and politics at its worst, not the country at its best. And so I wanted to deconstruct it because we went through the process. We talked about it over the last several months in terms of what was going to happen. There was, of course, over 100 days where nothing happened. The House had passed a bill. The Senate had done nothing. The president waited. Then finally they had a meeting. Then it went to staff. Then it came back to the principals in the room with Speaker McCarthy and President Biden. Then there were a very select few number of negotiators. Those broke off, came back on, another meeting, and on we've gone all the way until here we are. The president's going to sign the bill, and away we go. Now, did anything really change? No. Did we make great advancement? No, not even close. But we have to step back and say, okay, now what was that? What just happened, and what didn't happen, and why? So I not only want to go back to January, where we said, this is not happening, no panic button required, and watch the process roll out, I want to go back even further. First, I want to go back to December of last year. December of last year, Congress had not done its job to fund the government. Right before Christmas, as is usually the case, because that's the best time to get people to buckle and to buy in and sign off on spending before they race off to the Christmas holidays. And they did. And remember, at that point in the program, The Democrats were in charge of the House, the Senate, and the White House. And they put together what's called an omnibus spending package. Big, massive bill nobody reads, done in the dead of night, extends spending and throws in all kinds of little Christmas ornaments and little gifts for everyone along the way. It's a lot of spending. And it keeps everything rolling. There was an opportunity right there, right then, to increase the debt ceiling. And the Democrats, in control of all three, passed. They said, nah, we'll kick this can down the road. We'll deal with it in the spring. We know we have probably until about June to get this done, so we'll just kick the can. And the can got kicked. Now, unless you think that is just a finger-pointing at what the Democrats did not do in December, let's ratchet back just a little bit further. Because where this really began, this whole crisis that we watched unfold over the last several months and over the last few weeks, really began in September of 2022. When Congress, once again, chose not to do its job to fund the government with 12 appropriations bills coming out of committee, voted on the floor of the House, voted on the floor of the Senate, and sent to the president to fund the government. So that's where this round really began. It was all the way back over a year ago when Congress, for I don't know how many consecutive years now, has not done their job. There are so few jobs that Congress has, as outlined in the Constitution. Funding the government's a pretty big deal. And it's really simple. There's 12 appropriations bills. What does that mean? Those are the ways that we fund the military, the way we fund social programs, the way we fund education. And on it goes. There's 12 of them. Work on those are supposed to begin every spring. Members of Congress are assigned to committees. They're expected to go to committee meetings and have hearings, debate the issues, and put forward an appropriations bill to fund that portion of the government. And then all of that is supposed to be completed by the time they get to September 30th, because the government's fiscal year begins on October the 1st. But last year, as has been the case under both Republicans and Democrats alike, for decades now, they've not done their job. And so the crisis that we were dealing with that wasn't going to happen because the United States has never defaulted on its payments, and it won't, and it didn't, is because Congress keeps spending and Congress doesn't do its job in terms of proper funding. And so it's this vicious cycle that we continue to go through. But the problem is the moment the crisis is over, everybody exhales, all the politicians leave town and go on a break. And then we're into summer and then we're back into the fall. And of course, fall is campaign season. And so we continue to perpetuate the problem. The real leadership we need is for someone to say, we need to stay in session and we need to get these things done so that we're not doing this in September. And this is where I put both a spoiler alert and a warning of a false warning. And so I want all of you to enjoy your summer vacations. I want you to have a fantastic time. And then I want you to remember, when you get back after Labor Day, a headline you will see is Congress only has 3 weeks to avoid a government shutdown. And there'll be scary music and the gravelly voice guy will come on and all of the cable news channels will talk about what catastrophes will happen to the country if the government is not funded by September, the end of September. And we're going to do this same dance, slightly different version again in September. And so I want everyone to just recognize that we're just seeing this in repeat. And sometimes the leading actors and actresses change. Sometimes the voices are a little different, but we keep doing the same thing. And that is the very definition of insanity. And most of these catastrophes, calamities, whatever you want to call it, are manufactured. And what we need to do as citizens and what we need to demand of our politicians is to deconstruct that. And it all begins when Congress decides to do their job.
Think again on Inside Sources with Boyd Matheson.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.